Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
I am coming to the Bert Show, fam, requesting some parenting advice because I find myself in a dilemma on which battles I need to pick and choose with my 4-year-old.
I'll have Abby take this one.
Yes, me, the parenting expert.
Yes. So I have learned, I did not know this before because I was one of those judgy-wudgy people that would see parents out with a young child. And by young, we're talking about anything that it's like 5 and younger, right? And you see like a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old out and they would throw a tantrum. And I'd be like, God, what's such a bad parent, such a bad kid. Now, I get that tantrums are developmentally normal. They're actually a good thing, right?
All these toddlers, all of them are built in by bipolar.
Well, it's typical development. Now I know that. And so when there is like a crying fit or like a frustration level, it's they're learning to regulate their emotions, right? And there's a process to this. And I have a better understanding of this. So I have a better tolerance for this, right? Doesn't mean it still doesn't get under your skin or irritate you, or it can be frustrating, especially when you're in public. But it's part of the growth process for a child, right? So, you know, yes, it can be an issue if they last extensive periods of time and if they're older and they're still having it. That's not what I'm talking about. So when it comes to my 4-year-old Jimmy, what I'm trying to decide is what I put my foot down about and what I let him dictate, right? Because you want to raise independent, their own thinking. Mm-hmm. You want them to embrace their individuality. Like, you're trying to raise these like little strong independent beings, but at the same time, they need to freaking listen to you. Okay. So it's this weird, you're butting heads. For instance, my son knows that it is okay to cry, that we're not scared of emotions, but we save our tears for the things that are important. So if you are crying and upset because you don't want to walk on the path because it is wet, it's okay that you don't want to walk on the path, but we're not going to cry and lose our minds over it because, you know, we're going to save our tears for the important stuff. But then in my head, my mama brain is like, well, this is just one of those tantrums and blah, blah, blah. And she's frustrated.
The thing that didn't make sense in that scenario, because I was there yesterday when Jimmy decided he didn't want to walk on the wet pavement, he wanted to walk through the mulch. The wet mulch. Okay. That didn't bother him.
Yes.
Okay.
But walking on the pavers that had gotten water on them, that was a different story. So, you know, for instance, I'll give you a prime example. We were at home yesterday and he was eating and I pulled a yogurt from the fridge. But that was not the yogurt he wanted. He did not want the yogurt from the top. He wanted the yogurt from the bottom. So he opened up the refrigerator and he was trying to dictate what yogurt he got. But I had already pulled that other yogurt out and opened the top to it. So I'm trying to explain to him, like in this moment, I'm like, do I just acquiesce and do I just give him the yogurt he wants? Or do I'm like, no, like We've opened this yogurt. This yogurt is the same as that yogurt. They're both in the same compartment. You just happen to want the one that's on the bottom. This is the one on the top. So I'm trying to figure out what battles I'm choosing right now, because I'm like, am I doing him? I can't bend to his every whim, because then you're going to raise a spoiled, entitled child that gets everything they want. But at the same time, because this new generation of parenting, it's like, well, you want them to be forward thinking. You want them to be independent. So where is the middle ground, and what do I put my foot down? Because I could end the tantrum right then, right there, if I would just give him the green spoon instead of the orange spoon. Or do I say, nah, dog, we've already got the orange spoon dirty. Mm-hmm. We're not going to dirty another dish. Yeah. It is what it is.
All right. This would be interesting to take calls on. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 1-855-237-8746. I think for me, the yogurt example and the spoon example, there are long-time ramifications if you don't stop that habit now.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he's always going to want, like, it doesn't make any sense, the other yogurt. You've already opened it up.
Correct.
It costs money.
Correct.
He needs to eat that yogurt, and you need to establish that game plan for long-term thinking.
And for the record, I did. Like, we did not open the other yogurt. I said, if that's the yogurt you want, you can have that yogurt tomorrow. But this is the yogurt we opened tonight.
I feel like that's a good example of the difference between me being the oldest in my family and, like, my baby sister. Whereas for me, it was like, you eat the yogurt that's open or you go to bed. And then for her, I think she would have got a choice, because my parents were tired by then. You can see the difference in us as adults.
See, you have the same parents, but you also have different parents.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
Well, I think maybe you could use this method that you're always talking about trying to get to the why. Now, I don't know how receptive a four-year-old's going to be if you ask them why, but I feel like maybe that's a good middle ground of, like, encouraging them to think autonomy about, like, why do you want the yogurt that's on the bottom shelf instead of the top shelf? And then maybe Jimmy has no freaking idea, so he goes, I don't know. And then you go, okay, well, they're the same, so you're going to take the yogurt.
It's so funny you say that, because he was upset and frustrated. And I was like, hey, Bubba, so are you frustrated?
Yeah.
Why are you frustrated?
I don't know.
Yeah, not like my baby sister to me.
I told you the story this weekend of Amanda and I in Roswell on Saturday night, with her almost five-year-old Asa. And as we're walking back to the car after we have dinner, there is a puddle and mud in the middle of, like, this parking lot in Roswell, where there's a couple of bars, so there are adults, like, all hanging out. But there are kids there also, right? So he asked if he can play in the mud. And he wanted to just be in the puddle before he got in the car. So we decided, yeah, why not? Go for it. Normally you would say no to something like that because they're going to get dirty. Mm-hmm. Then they got to get in the car. Then you got to wash them. There were no long-term ramifications of that. But I think the knee-jerk reaction is to say no because it's going to be a hassle, when the truth of the matter is, why not? He's only almost 5 years old one time.
Yeah.
So the difference there is, like, it's a one-timer. He's having fun. And the sidebar on that is, while he's in there in the mud and he's messing around, he looks up at us and he says, you don't live all day. He meant you only live once.
Okay. You don't live all day. I kind of hope I do.
Yeah. Hey, Jane, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling. So I have a special needs 10-year-old son, and I go through this a lot in my head. Like, am I doing a disservice to him, or like trying to figure out the best way to navigate just what fights am I going to battle?
Yeah.
So for me, what I'll say is, like, okay, well, we're going to eat this one first, you know, like the one that's already open, you know, but then I make mental notes of, like, okay, so next time if he's fussing over the spoons, I'll say, like, okay, I'll try to give him the option. Do you want the red spoon or the orange spoon? This is kind of like, cultivate the independent thinking, but then also making my life a little bit easier in the long term as well.
I'm so glad you said that, because the next time we went for a yogurt, instead of me grabbing it, I opened up the refrigerator and I was like, yo, Jimmy Jam, which yogurt would you like to eat? And he picked the yogurt he wanted to eat. Dang. But then in my head, I'm like,
who's training who?
Yeah. I'm like, did I just get whipped by a four-year-old? Is that what's happening right now?
Good morning, Bird Show. Who is this? Our phone lines just went out.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they sure did. That's a good thing. We can't take any calls right now.
Yeah, because I'm getting crap, so that's fine.
You are where? Which one?
No.
I'm looking for my name, so if it's me.
Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
It is, yes.
Okay, hold on.
What you got?
Oh, hey there.
Hey.
I'm Robbie. Hey, first of all, I really applaud the fact that you're trying to build a social, creature that wants to be thoughtful and kind of a contributing member to society. The problem is he's 4.
Yeah.
You're giving him too much choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just for context, I have a 26 and a 23-year-old. They're beautiful people. When they're 4, you're the parent. You have to give that. You're giving them too much choice. If every time you turn around, you give him, hey, do you want the red bowl or the blue bowl? God. The red shirt or the green shirt, all these different choices, you're giving them the impression that they're in charge of their life right now, and they're not. You are.
It sounds exhausting.
For the things that you have to absolutely must draw the line on, their health and safety issues. So, mm-hmm. You kind of start there. And then you parent. We used to call it parenting in the funnel. If you find yourself that they are, like, just crazy with you and they're kind of constantly testing, you've given them too much choice. You got to bring the reins in just a little bit. As they get older, into 4th, 5th, 6th grade, into middle school, by the time they get to middle school, you should be able to release the reins. They know what they should do and shouldn't do by that point. But giving them so much choice at 4 years old is really going to be detrimental in the long run for your own sanity. You have to be the parent for now. Teach them the guidelines and the roles and the lines that they should not color outside of. And over time, you can release the reins, and it gets a whole lot easier.
But Robbie, it is. It's fantastic advice, but I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Dude, he was wearing the blue shorts the other day, but he wanted to wear his red shorts instead. And I'm not kidding you. We went around and around for an hour. For an hour, to the point where I was like...
That's on you, sister. That is on you.
Yeah,
if you're debating for an hour, that was on you.
I tried to put a stop to it, but he wanted the red shorts with the black dots on him. And I just... I just gave in and I gave him the freaking red shorts.
That is the tail wagging the dog right there. Mm-hmm.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.